Sun shines behind a curve of the Earth. Clouds pull away into a sparkling galaxy. Dots of starlight mist into a tempest of clouds. Sunlight beams through letters. The clouds fade at Lionsgate. White letters within a rectangle push forward. Artisan Entertainment. A Vestron Pictures presentation. A Davis Entertainment Company, Lickmuller Film Corporation production. Thick purple lines move in from both sides. A Richard Allen Greenberg film, Fred Savage. The purple lines alternate with black stripes, Daniel Stern. Margaret Whitten, the purple lines are revealed to be enormous capital letters, Little. Frank Whaley. Rick Ducamoon. And Howie Mandel as Maurice. Red letters sneak from behind the purple letters. Monsters. Title, Little Monsters. In black and white, two kids on a porch watch as a man in coveralls carries a box from a moving truck.
We moved here about a month ago.
Another man carries a bike.
My parents, they said it'd be better for me and my brother Eric. They always say that when they want something.
They take the items inside.
Everything was different.
Color fades in.
All the streets had different names. All my friends were far away. I was miserable. I hated it.
The men return to the truck.
Till I met my first friend, Maurice. I'll never, ever have a friend like him again.
In a dark room, an alarm clock sits on a wood surface. 12:24. Wires coil above the clock. Lights flicker on and off. A boy sits up. He unhooks a red wire from the clock. He flicks a lamp and rolls from his blankets. Words appear with Ben Savage, William Murray Weiss, Devin Rattray, Amber Barreto, the boy dons socks. Supervising producer Jack Roseberg, music supervisor Gary Getzman and Sharon Boyle. He hops from bed and descends a staircase. He jumps to the bottom. He lands on his hands, casting by Bonnie Finnegan, Stephen Jacobs, costume designer Marilyn Vance, music by David Newman. He tiptoes to a door.
Different here. I thought we'd spend time together.
You're the one who stopped working. You think I like being a stranger to my kids?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. I'm not a monster. I'm a man.
I'm not sure there's a big difference.
Oh, great. Now I'm a monster.
Look, I just wish you'd be here when you're here.
The boy slaps slices of white onion onto a peanut butter sandwich. He pushes bread on top and lifts it. He takes a bite and shuts a refrigerator door. He hops over the back of a couch with a sheet over it. He grabs a television remote.
Hi, my name's Sam Yahay, and welcome to Channel 98 Cable Access, all about chicks. Today my guest is Lovey.
Lonnie.
And, Lonnie, right. So, Lonnie, tell me, where are you from?
A shadow passes behind the boy.
I'm from Lauderdale, but I'm dying to go to L.A.
Yeah, right. So,
in another room.
Mommy!
What do you think about the world economy?
The boy turns off the TV and hops over the couch. Outside, an upstairs light turns on.
Mommy, a monster!
From the shadows, he watches a woman walk down a hall to a door.
A monster! I'm a monster!
Honey, are you all right?
She sits.
Okay. Now, there's a monster in your dream.
I was wide awake!
Oh, well, it was probably just your mommy snoring.
This is no joke, Dad. There was a real monster.
Really? Honey, there's no such thing as monsters.
It ran in from the hall, grabbed my ankle, and slid under my bed.
Under the bed?
Uh-huh.
Dad glances down.
The bed?
Yeah.
He ducks down.
No, Dad, don't!
Mom chuckles. Dad rises with underwear.
Yuck.
No monsters.
Sick.
I guess all the dust bunnies scared him away.
Bunny.
No bunnies, no monsters. There is nothing under your bed. Now, why don't you just go to sleep, okay?
Can I have the flashlight?
Sure, honey. Would you get it?
Holly, I thought we... I'll get the,
He glances off and stands.
Flashlight. Okay, come on, tuck up.
Dad walks down the hall past the stairs.
You know, I bet those monsters are more afraid of you than you are of them.
I know.
Once you realize they don't exist, they disappear. Now, that's a lot of power.
The older boy races across the hallway. Dad returns. He holds a flashlight to his face.
Glenn.
Glenn snarls in Eric's face.
There. Don't burn up the batteries, okay?
I won't.
Good night, sweetheart.
All right, have a good sleep.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night, honey.
They turn out the lights. The flashlight shines on Eric's face.
Do you think he heard us?
They look back.
Of course he heard us. That's what scared him.
She turns out the hall light and they walk away. Glenn shuts a door to their bedroom. Eric glances around the dark room. He looks at a dinosaur skeleton. He turns and leans over the side of the bed. He sits up. Outside, the upstairs light shuts off. Daytime in the kitchen.
Eric, did you take your vitamins?
Yes.
Good boy.
She shuts a dishwasher.
Okay. No trading for Twinkies today.
Oh, come on, Mom. I don't do that.
She packs two brown lunch bags. The older boy skips downstairs. He holds a backpack.
Good
morning.
Hey, Mom. Hi, honey.
Whatever you watched on TV last night was worth your allowance and 2 weeks of TV.
Huh?
Huh?
We found the sandwich, Brian.
Eric grimaces. Brian's eyes widen.
What sandwich?
Brian, Arthur Stevenson, you are the only person in this family who eats peanut butter and onion sandwiches.
You think every time you get caught, you can just lie your way out of it?
Glenn drops a newspaper.
Damn it.
She fights the faucet.
The plumber's coming next week.
Great. I can leave him all these dishes.
Just keep telling yourself, it's our dream house.
Dream house, it's our dream house.
Glenn sips coffee.
It's our dream house.
Glenn opens a cabinet. An ice cream carton falls. Melted pink ice cream is splashed all over the counter. It soaks Glenn's clothes. Glenn's tie is covered in pink froth. He glares at Brian.
You're dead, mister.
Brian scowls.
Hey, I didn't do anything.
Just like the sandwich?
All right, fine. I admit, I did have a sandwich, but I did not have any ice cream. Why do you always blame everything on me?
Hey, well, somebody puts scuff marks on the door kicking them open, and somebody puts gum under the table.
Brian, you are old enough to know the difference between right and wrong. Why don't you start acting it?
Glenn pushes past Brian.
Glenn, would you start acting it, Dad?
Brian rolls his eyes. In a doorway, Brian holds his head. His mom sits. She lays her head on his shoulder.
I'll look at it this way. They can only get better.
Great. Then can I stay home from school?
She smirks. She sits up.
I'm sorry we moved.
I hate it here.
Guess you miss your friends, huh?
Mom, it's killing me.
You know, the realtor, Mr. Coleman, he had a kid about your age.
Ronnie Coleman's a toad.
He seemed like a nice kid to me.
Great, then you can invite him over for milk and dead flies.
I would, but your father ate them all.
Outside, Glenn opens his car door. He stares at a bicycle beneath his rear tire.
Brian
and his mom dash away and outside across the yard.
My bike! You ran over it!
My car! Whose fault is this, Brian?
No way! I parked it right over there, right there!
Oh, right. So before I got in the car, I went around and put the bike there myself? Forget it, Charlie. First my shirt, now this. I'm 15 minutes late here.
What do you expect me to do with my bike? Look, it's destroyed!
Well, you're gonna have to learn to ride it like that.
He drops the tire.
You're grounded for 2 weeks No TV for three, and you can forget about your allowance till that car is paid up.
Glenn, isn't that a little rough?
Holly, don't make me the villain here.
So, Dad, you mean to tell me that my bike is ruined and your car has a little dent in it? I'm being punished? That's not fair.
Somebody put it there, Brian.
Glenn's eyes bulge. On a sidewalk.
It didn't slime you. You sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I think I'd know if I was slack.
And it didn't go into the closet? You know, like to rip something off?
Nope.
What about your desk? It didn't do your geography homework, did it?
Look, Tad, I never would have told you about this, but...
Okay, all right. So, this is an exclusively under the bed phenomenon we're dealing with here.
That's right. Exclusively under my bed.
A bus driver opens the door.
It really was a monster.
Really? What did it look like?
I don't know.
Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
Kirsten smiles. She has red hair and wears a colorful cap sideways. Brian sprints toward the bus. He runs back to his brother.
Slow down!
Eric, Toad.
Why aren't you riding your bike?
What bike? Dad bent over because you left it in the driveway.
No way. Your bike? No way!
Look, I put it away. Mom and Dad wouldn't touch it, so that only leaves you.
I didn't touch your bike. I can hardly reach the pedals.
All right, that's it. You lie to me, you starve.
My lunch! You jerk! I didn't do anything!
Oh, yeah, right. And what about that ice cream? You snuck some ice cream last night, too, didn't you?
Forget it. Don't blame it on me.
The monster.
That's it. That's what it was doing.
There are no monsters.
A boy stomps in.
Who's Eric? Who's the Eric who threw his lunch at me?
He holds up the paper bag.
You Eric?
Eric nods.
You want this back?
Mustard-covered lunch meat.
Sit down back there.
Why don't you pick on someone your own size?
Like Bigfoot.
The bully drops his backpack.
Maybe I will.
The bus stops. He falls backwards. The lunch meat lands on his jersey.
Get back in your seats or I'll destroy every one of you!
You get me, Stevenson!
He stalks off. Coleman is written across the back of his jacket. Brian high-fives Eric and Todd at school in a hallway. Coleman shoves a kid.
Stevenson, this is the last thing I do today. I'm gonna make you eat this shirt.
Listen, Coleman, I'm surprised you haven't eaten it already.
Brian shoves Coleman. They grapple. A man opens an office door.
The principal!
He marches on them.
Break it up!
He grabs their collars.
What is going on here?
Sir, I was just showing Brian what he did to my shirt, and he pushed me away.
Oh, come on!
Stevenson! You're new here, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think we better have a little talk. In my office, you have rules to learn.
Doodles, Bride.
The principal escorts Brian away. Coleman leaves. Kirsten gazes after Brian. She turns a key in a door marked Teachers Only. She opens the door and enters a storage closet. She grabs a box. Brian enters.
Whoa. There's enough power in here to light up Yankee Stadium.
Artie Adam Peral?
Very funny.
She nudges him out. She locks the door, checks the handle, and walks away. Brian leans on the door.
So what's up, Mr. Vo?
You really want to know? Or are you just asking?
I really want to know.
She holds a camera. He grabs it and takes a self-portrait.
Your face may corrode the camera.
He tosses the photo.
Whoa.
A plant sits under a light.
This is cool.
Don't touch. It's fragile. It's a night blooming cactus. I want to see if artificial sunlight changes its normal blooming pattern. I'm training it to bloom in the daytime. To be scientific, I document the results with Polaroids.
She drops the photo on a pile of pictures.
Hey, you know what?
He stacks them.
If you mounted the camera in one spot, like upside down, you could take a whole bunch of pictures and make them into, like, you know, like a movie.
He crosses to her side.
Here, look.
He flips through the pictures.
Like time-lapse photography. That's great.
Yeah, so I guess it's all set. Me and you will team up on the project.
Forget it, Brian. I'll end up doing all the work. No chance. Find somebody else to leech off of.
Hey, all right. You know what? Think about it. Take your time. You'll probably change your mind.
Brian puts his hands in his pockets and leaves. Kirsten flips through the stack. She gazes after Brian and smiles. At a cemetery, Brian balances on a wall. He swings on a tree branch. He steps over a brick point. He walks past rows of white gravestones. Trees dot the vast graveyard. Eric and Todd run on the sidewalk below.
Hey, if you say there's no monster, then switch rooms with me.
What?
Switch rooms with me.
Yeah, you sleep in Eric's room, and he sleeps in your room. You just want my room.
Nuh-uh. I want you to prove me wrong. I dare you to switch rooms.
Double dare.
Relax, Toad. I double dare you to switch rooms.
Can you guys take a hike?
He glares.
I'll pay you.
Inside, Brian holds laundry.
Toad.
Brian, you gotta stay the whole night, and you gotta sleep with your legs sticking out of the covers.
And you have to have the door closed.
Oh, God, please stop. I can't take it. You're frightening me.
Eric, Todd, it's time for bed.
Eric and Todd jump to their feet.
Hey, you guys, don't touch anything in my room.
He moves the laundry basket.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Mr. Stevenson.
Good night.
They walk past Glenn. He looks up.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Bri.
He sits on the bed beside Brian.
You know, I think it's really nice of you to switch rooms with Eric like this. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Brian's knee.
Personally, I think you guys are both kind of nuts about this,
Glenn pokes Brian.
Monster thing, but,
He prods.
You happen to see him tonight?
Yeah.
Could you maybe, get me?
He tickles.
Autograph.
Okay. Yes! Okay, I'll get you autographs.
In Brian's room.
So the girl's waiting for her roommate to get back. She's getting real scared. Oh, yeah. The room's on the second floor. So she's waiting. It's probably the darkest night ever. Suddenly, from outside, she hears thump-thump.
Brian eavesdrops. He grins.
So she gets real brave. She inches her way to the door. She hears it again. Thump-thump. Thump-thump. So this girl is standing by the door, and the thump-thump is getting louder and louder.
Brian rises.
So she opens the door and screams.
He carries a hockey stick.
She looks out terrified as her roommate comes up the stairs. Only the axe man cut off all her arms and legs. She's dragging herself up by her chin. Thump thump. Thump thump. Thump thump.
Eric stares.
Phenomenally incredible, huh?
It really happened.
I'm deadly serious, man. My brother Freddie told me it happened to a friend of a friend of a distant cousin of a cousin of ours.
Eric's eyes widen. His mouth tightens. Todd gawks at Eric. He gazes ahead. The hockey stick taps a stairwell. Brian peers at the boys. The boys lie with eyes bugged out. Brian grins and ducks. In Eric's room, Brian returns. He drops the stick. The room is in shambles. Toys carpet the floor. A plane has crashed into a nightstand. Blankets lay scattered. Brian fumbles for a light switch. It doesn't work. A light flares behind a slatted door. Brian approaches it with the hockey stick. He pushes his ear against it and listens. He grabs the knob. He peeks in. A TV plays. A man on TV cowers with a giant spider. The spider crawls toward him. Two men watch. Brian turns. A remote spins from under the bed. It falls. It shoots back under the bed. Brian gulps. The next day, on a couch, the boys pat Brian.
Hey, Brian, you okay?
Looks like you got two weird phenomenons in your house. A monster and a giant chicken.
Brian flips.
Double or nothing.
Eric and Todd gasp. Brian disassembles the bike. He tightens a nut. He turns a device. It swings a bed leg to the floor. He shakes the leg. He scarfs down dinner. He chugs milk.
That milk, too.
He wipes his mouth and gathers his dishes. He turns the pedal and tests the brake. He affixes springs. He pulls a rubber band over the brake handle. At night, he lies in Eric's bed. Holly opens the door to Eric's room. Brian turns to the hall light.
Eric wanted you to have this.
She clicks the flashlight on and off.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
She flicks the lamp on.
Brian, are you all right?
He shrugs.
Fine, Mom. Never felt better.
Oh. Well, then what are you doing in bed at 9:15 at night?
School, Mom. It's a big day ahead of me. Big, big day.
Sounds nice, Brian. Why don't I believe you?
It's the new me.
She nods and purses her lips.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll see the brand new, all new you in the morning.
She flicks the lamp.
Mom?
She turns and looks at Brian.
I love you.
I love you too, honey.
Good night.
Good night.
Brian jumps out of bed. He flips the light switch. He folds a blanket off of the bed's leg. He grabs a rope and ties it to the alarm clock. He rounds Eric's bed. Tools rest on the mattress. He wraps more rope around the bedposts. He knots it on the alarm clock. He twings the rope. It bobbles. He runs to the hall door. He twists a screwdriver in the doorknob. He puts down the screwdriver. He pulls the knob off, checks it, then slides it back on. He flips off the light. He places chips in a line on the floor at the foot of the bed. The line of chips snakes around the side of the bed. The clock reads 11:45. Brian's eyes droop. They fall shut. The clock reads 5:30. Brian sleeps. His eyes open. His head turns. He blinks. He looks back and forth. He grabs the rubber-banded handle. He raises scissors to the rubber band. He tightens them. The bed drops to the floor.
Yeah.
A shadow runs. Brian shines the flashlight. A chair rocks. He illuminates the dinosaur model. He traces the light around the room. The shadow rises behind him. Brian turns. The shadow pounces on Brian. They roll to the floor. Glenn flips the light switch. Brian sits alone.
Sure.
His eyebrow raises. He sits on clothes and broken chips.
What are you doing, Brian? What the hell is going on? Look at this mess. What the hell am I stepping in? Doritos? Jesus.
I'll clean them up.
You're damn right you will. Get back in that bed, mister.
Dad, wait a minute. There was a monster here. You gotta believe me!
A monster, Brian. It's a pile of clothes. You're wrestling a pile of clothes. What's so funny?
Brian's grin fades.
After you finish cleaning this room tomorrow, you're gonna clean out the garage.
The doorknob falls off.
And after the garage, you're gonna cut the hedges.
But it wasn't my fault!
After the hedges, you're gonna mow the lawn.
It wasn't my fault!
Good night.
Brian snatches his hockey stick off the bed. He holds the flashlight. He shines it on the clothes. He pokes them. His brow furrows. He presses the hockey stick into the collar of a shirt. The shirt's arm slaps Brian across the room. He hits a wall. He throws a trash can over the rising clothes pile. A boot shudders. Brian holds the can steady. He sits on it, the clothes still. He twists on top of the can. He raises and drops his arms. The pile rises and throws Brian onto the bed. The clothes fill with a pale blue-gray body. It tears the trash can off. It turns to Brian and gnashes its jaws. It reaches its arms out. It flashes pointed teeth.
Boo.
Keep an eye out for monsters!
Its eyes snake from their sockets. Brian runs to the door.
Scream!
Scream! Good idea! You know what? You scream, your dad's gonna come in here with a 12-gauge shotgun. Blow your head off, actually. I'll scream.
Brian socks it.
Great. Actually, Dad's gonna come in here and find Dorito puke all over the floor. What's he gonna say, huh? Wow! Baseball cards. I love baseball cards. Got him.
Brian grabs the ball.
Oh, a football! He goes to the 25-yard line, the 50-yard line, the 40-yard line. Stevenson, go for the long bomb!
It hits shutters. They open.
Light! The sun! Let me go!
He writhes and rolls over the bed. Brian grabs the clock. 6 o'clock. Bumps bulge from its head. Brian winces. It presses its hands to the side of its head. It pulls them away. Horns appear.
Horns! Great! Great. Now nobody's gonna recognize me.
Brian grabs the hockey stick.
I gotta get under the bed. I gotta go.
No! What's happening?
I gotta get back. I gotta go.
What's going on?
Its feet smoke.
Bacon and eggs, kid. What do you want? Sunny side up or over easy? Huh?
It melts and shrinks.
You're dying.
Its arms flail. Its torso bobs in circles.
It's the sunlight, isn't it?
It melts to the torso.
First it disfigures you, then it kills you.
Nah, you're mixing me up with that pansy with the red cape. Hey.
To the arms.
Please.
To the neck.
I have to get under the bed before the sun totally rises.
No way. You wrecked my bike. You've been pulling stuff, trying to get me in trouble.
Its eyes bulge, it slumps, the head disappears. The clothes writhe on the floor. They slow and still, Brian watches.
Damn.
A single sleeve quivers. Brian steps off the bed. He kneels on chips beside the pile of clothes. He lifts the bed. He nudges the pile underneath. He drops the bed. He scoots away. He leans on a nightstand and looks at the ceiling.
Hey, bud, the name's Maurice, and I'll catch you later.
The bed drops. Brian smiles on TV.
Now he finds Ainge.
DJ, straightaway 20. No. Rebound, New York. Michael Jackson, Mark Jackson.
Glenn eats chips. Holly stands on a ladder and paints a window frame.
Oh, nice. This is ridiculous. I want my remote. Where the hell is it? How am I supposed to watch TV without remote, huh?
Have you by any chance seen a piece of sandpaper or a paintbrush around here the last few days? Huh?
She raises her brows. Glenn turns back to the TV. She throws her gloves outside.
Well, yeah, sure, there was one.
But there are no more, right?
Right. Your room is monster-free. So I'll be taking my master suite back tonight.
They walk into the garage.
16 to go. Let me tell you, DJ is dying.
Brian! Eric! They walk. Glenn opens the window.
Hi, Eric! Hey, have you guys seen the remote thing? I got the Celtics, the Sox, the Masters are on. I can't switch it without the remote.
I didn't take it, Dad.
Glenn, where?
A screen falls.
God damn this house.
He shoves the window closed. It's 6. He forces it shut. At night, in a dark room, multicolored string lights line the walls and ceiling. Brian sits on his bed with his arms crossed in the darkness. He grabs a device. The TV remote hits his lap.
Hey, why'd you change rooms with that wiffle ball, huh? You know, he's gonna have a heart attack by the time he's 10.
The lights brighten.
Ow.
He melts.
I get it. All right, so like, when it gets darker, your eyeballs get bigger. But then when the lights go on, you turn into clothes.
Oh, brilliant, Bri. Just brilliant. You must be in what, at least grade 2?
6.
Oh, worldly scholar. Super, I love it. Now how about lighting a candle? These lights are painful, man.
No way. I have enough problems without you running around getting me into more.
You got your stupid remote control back. Now turn off the lights.
Brian turns the remote in his hand. He shakes it.
Hey, what about the batteries?
I ate them for breakfast. I give them to you right now, but AA batteries constipate me, okay? Maybe a little later.
That's gross. Hey, and what about my bike?
I'll get you a new bike. Just get me out of these clothes. Shh. Honest, I'm burning up. My inseams are on fire.
All right, but any funny moves in your clothes?
The surge protector overloads. Maurice inflates. He jumps on Brian's bed.
Grassy boy, grassy. Oh, you're pretty sharp. You're ugly, but you're sharp. Wait. Let me get it.
He picks Brian's nose and chomps.
You know, I thought it was something good, but it's not. I've been in this business now, well over 200 years, and I've never been trapped once.
He rolls from the bed.
How old are you?
11.
A mirror.
Oh, and I ain't getting any prettier. Hey, dude. Come here, bud. You don't know it yet, but tonight is your lucky night.
What do you mean?
I mean...
Oh, I know. You're going to grant me 3 wishes, right?
Wishes?
He throws Brian.
Wishes? Wishes are Bush League leprechaun, pal. I'm a monster, okay? Okay, listen to this. I'm a monster, and monsters don't do wishes.
Then what do monsters do?
Good question. I have the time of my life.
He dips his head into the floor under the bed.
Ta-da!
How do you do that?
It's magic, chump. It is. You just gotta be handsome and gorgeous like me, or have somebody handsome and gorgeous like me show you how. Brian Stevenson, come on down!
I can't.
Can't? Ooh! I hate that word. Ooh! Ooh! That word's like cock out of me. No, can't. Can't. You can't jam a basketball. You can't have a hand grenade go off in your lap and survive. Those things you can't do, but you can take a walk on the wild side.
He grins.
Well, I mean, look. I mean, even if I do go, how do I know I'm going to be able to come back?
Listen to me. What goes on down there is every kid's fantasy. Imagine, if you will, imagine a world solely of kids. Kids that just want to have fun.
And make trouble.
Trouble? Trouble is our code of honor. It's our blood, our life support system. It's our raison d'etre. That's French.
Do they all look like you?
Only the good-looking ones.
Countless reflections flick their tongues.
Think of it, Bri. No teachers, no rules, no homework. No parents. You hear me, boy? I said, no parents. Man, that alone is worth all the money in the world. It's about leaving your clothes wherever it is you want to leave them. It's about never having to clean up after you eat. It's about never worrying about being on time.
He juggles.
It's about staying up late, watching whatever it is you want to watch on TV. You want to watch Letterman? You want to watch the Playboy Channel? It's about nailing somebody that bugs you in a way that you never dreamed possible. What's that?
He baps Brian's head.
It's about total, 100%, unadulterated, where's the beef, anarchy! Brian, it's about freedom.
He waves an American flag.
Freedom to live life the way the creators of this planet intended.
That sounds great.
What do you say, bud? You ready?
Maurice, I was born ready.
Brian grabs the flashlight.
First, I'm gonna need some insurance.
Whoa, there, Thunder. No. Candles, matches, even something festive like this. This would be nice, but absolutely nada. No bright light, okay? Bud, all right. If you want to take it, I'm telling you, we gotta hide it.
Okay.
Sure. Come on.
They duck under the bed. Maurice pushes Brian.
Maurice
follows. Maurice flips and flutters underground. He spreads his arms.
Hey, bud.
He helps Brian up.
What is this place? I mean, I thought the diamond was under air.
Well, we're not in Kansas anymore, bud. Come on, take a look at this.
Sparkling shooting stars swim through the darkness above.
Take a gander, Rye. Ain't it amazing?
Monsters walk on wooden staircases. A piñata swings.
Wow.
Brian and Maurice stare from above. Maurice clambers downstairs.
Yo, Brian, move them out. We're burning nightlight, bard. Come on.
Hey, Maurice, light the horns.
They hug.
I never forget a face. It's the other one I can't remember. Get out of here, bud.
He shoves the monster. He hits a sign.
Hey, Al, Rivka, this is my new bud.
Hi, my name's Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
The monsters sit and bob. They rush on.
Wait a second. What are all these stairs and ladders for?
Good question, bud. Every one of these staircases leads to some poor soul's bedroom. Let me put this simply. It's a veritable cornucopia of mischief. Hey, come here. What's that on your shirt?
He flicks its nose.
Get out of here. Let me show you around.
They spin in circles.
Let me show you straight.
They walk.
Don't do it. I have to. Don't do it. Nobody likes it. Goodbye, please.
Maurice chucks a stuffed animal.
Brian, Gomer.
Legs hang.
Any friend of Maurice is a friend of mine.
The stretch above Brian.
Yeah.
Gomer sits high above.
You're gonna love this place.
What?
All right, the magic word. Oh, forget the magic word. It's think.
Doors open.
Shit.
Colored lights blink.
Come on, bud.
Shit.
Roll!
They run.
Dance with me, babe!
Brian plays pinball. Maurice spins with a horned monster. He stops. He runs.
Free ball!
Hey, what are you doing? You're insulting!
I know the thing! Open your eyes, don't you know? Down here,
There's no such thing as tilt.
He smashes the game more. It shakes. Brian grins. In a hall, Maurice jumps downstairs.
This is my favorite place on the whole planet. Every craving you've ever craved. Every flavor you've ever slaved.
Food piles high on a table.
And the best part is, you don't see any parents telling the kids what they can't eat, do you?
No.
Do you?
No.
Maurice pockets piles of food.
Oh. Za. I love za. Cake. Later.
On the street.
Laces tied together.
Hey, somebody wants you over there.
Whoa! Maurice pats a monster.
Hey, don't fight.
The monster shoves another.
Oh, look, somebody dropped a quarter.
Who's it?
Don't know. Hey, let me give you a hand with
it. Oh, yeah, me too. Oh.
He dumps a basket.
Hey, Maurice.
Hey, Shmoo.
Who's the drip?
Hey, he's off, bud. This young man. He saved me from a fatal case of sunburn, so I decided to give him a grand tour.
Oh, Harry Bell. You got a frat in Cleveland.
A frat in Cleveland.
An infinite lander.
An infinite lander.
And a twerp in Boston.
And a twerp in Boston. And a dweeb giving me all this.
Raise hell tonight.
It points.
And show him how it's done.
I will.
Fighting.
Wait a second. You're not going to tell me there's an airport in this place, are you?
Brian, come on, does it look like these hunchbacks can handle a plane? It's magic. That was pretty neat, huh? See, down here, distance is like time.
Yeah.
And time is like, it's like polyester with an Acrylon blend.
Under a bed, Maurice stands and smiles.
Oh, sorry, bud.
He lifts Brian.
Wait a second. This is somebody else's house.
No. Duh. Where'd you park the squad car, Dick Tracy? Come on.
They look around.
Chill out, babe, okay? I mean, it's you're quick, that's good instinct, but it's a little primitive. Huh?
Maurice crawls past a hand hanging off the bed.
Whoa, not now, Harold.
He pushes another monster down. He leans over a kid.
Yeah. Isn't he sweet? I bet he's dreaming about puppies and his favorite baseball player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not for long.
In a room, Maurice tracks blue shoe prints across a carpet. Brian tracks prints on the floor. He and Maurice intersect. Maurice smears paint on a sleeping girl. Brian hands him more. Maurice scratches a record. Brian positions a toy on a staircase. He covers it with a shirt. Maurice covers a toilet bowl with clear plastic wrap. He shuts the lid. Brian bends a golf club on Maurice's head. They spread peanut butter on a landline phone. Maurice turns a shower head. Brian clips a tub stopper up. Maurice picks his ear with a cotton swab. He sticks it in a bowl with clean ones. Brian squirts chocolate sauce on Maurice's hands.
Chocolata!
All right.
I'm a 3'6".
3'6"?
He dirties a wall.
Always against white. Always against white.
Yeah.
They duck under a bed.
You know, Bri, we live in a world dedicated to wreaking hell on an entire nation of kids. Kids, hey, they're not that bad. We're the reason kids get locked in their rooms. We're the reason brothers hate their sisters. We're also the reason that parents send their kids back to camp. I love it. I'm alive.
Boys, boys, is there any way you can make, like, a special stop? I want to check somebody out.
You're too good. You're just too damn good.
In Coleman's room, Coleman sleeps with a teddy bear.
Whoa, something stinks.
Look at Roddy Coleman with his little teddy bear. Mm-hmm. And, this is classic.
In the fridge.
What's this?
Ronnie's sandwich.
Ronnie's sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, Ronnie.
What is it?
Tuna fish.
Ooh, it's there.
Maurice places a can in his teeth. He spins the lid. Coleman sleeps. They stuff cat food in a sandwich.
And then you bake it in the oven. 350 degrees. Apple juice. Yeah. What? You're drinking it? Maurice, it's disgusting. What is that all about? And good for you, too. What are you doing? All right, Maurice, that's great. All right, yes. Oh, yes.
The liquid froths.
Oh, boy, what did you eat today, man?
Ronnie's gonna be pissed.
No kidding.
Back underground, Maurice and Brian shimmy and dance. They bash hands and heads together. They dive into tire swings.
I feel like I've been on vacation for a week.
Oh, bud.
Brian checks a watch.
No. My dad's getting up in 10 minutes.
Whoa. That means the sun comes up in 5.
They wriggle from the swings and stand.
Okay, bud. I can't bear to see anybody go up there without...
sunglasses.
Protection. Those UVs can be pretty dangerous, if you know what I mean.
He brushes his horns.
Yeah. Visiting hours are over at dawn, so unless you want a new residence or a set of horns, we better book, bud. Okay?
I suppose you're going to tell me your sister did this.
Uh-huh. I'm innocent! I'll take a lie detector test!
If you didn't do it...
Who did?!
I don't know!
Peter!
It's because I'm working, isn't it?
Son, doll hair never grows back!
What made you think the cat needed a shave?
Do you want to go to military school?!
Good morning, Mr. Stevenson!
Brian tears off his sunglasses. At lunch, Brian pulls his sunglasses up. He squints and puts them back on. Coleman walks by. He shoves a kid from a table. He sits. Students slide away. Brian grins. Coleman unpacks his sandwich and juice.
Hey, what's with the glasses, Rip Van Winkle?
I had a late night.
I bet you were up real late working on your science project.
Actually, I never thought of it that way.
Well, mine's all finished.
He looks at her.
Great!
He watches Coleman take a bite. Coleman chews. Coleman grimaces and opens his drink. He gulps it down. He spits a mouthful on the principal.
Piss! Who put piss in my apple juice?
Yeah!
Brian hugs Kirsten. At night, Brian paces to his bed. He shrugs. He puts his hands on his hip. He walks away and crosses his arms. He frowns. He walks back. He puts his hands in his pockets. He sighs. He kneels. He lifts the bed. He sticks his hand under the bed. It enters the underground. He pulls it back up. He stares at his hand. He sticks it under and pulls it out again. He smiles and balls a fist. He sticks his hand under. He dives in.
Natural. No holes barred, die in the wood, no assembly required. Natural.
What?
What? What do you think? Jeez, I thought I was quick, but you, Scooby-Doo, you're already moving through the shadows.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
No.
No.
You pulled me through.
Get out of town. Fine. Don't believe me. But I'm telling you one thing, buddy boy. It was a lot easier pulling you through tonight than it was last night.
A monster watches. Maurice's arms extend. He pulls Brian's pants down.
Maurice, Why'd you do that?
The hands spring back and slap Maurice.
Nice.
Brian pulls up his pants.
Good and Twister, too.
Wow.
Brian scowls.
Not even my mother sees me in my boxer shorts.
Well, did you ever see her in hers? See, Bri.
On stairs.
Don't you have any cheese in your life, bud?
Cheese? What kind?
Madame Moisel's.
What?
Squeeze, tomatoes, broads, chicks, girls.
I said girls. Don't you have anybody else in your life besides your mother who wears an over-the-shoulder boulder holder?
In Kirsten's room, Kirsten sleeps. Her bed lifts from the back. Maurice and Brian slink out. They jolt. Kirsten turns.
I think your babe just barked.
Brian rolls his eyes.
So, what's this Kirsten dame like, huh? Personally, I'm a wart and mole kind of guy. Huh? Hey, I'm talking to you.
Oh, well, she's pretty neat, but she's a girl. You know, real smart, always knows the answer, always raises her hand.
Always has her homework done?
Exactly.
I amaze me. Okay, Gumby, showtime.
On a mirror, Brian nabs a picture.
I don't believe it. She likes me. I thought she hated me.
Why'd anybody hate you, Bri?
Oh, you are as ugly.
Hey, Brian, I want you to meet a couple friends of mine. This is Barbie and this is Midge. These chicks are so close to my heart.
No, it's just that ever since we moved here, I haven't really been able to make friends other than you. And I never thought anybody really cared. Least of all, Kirsten.
Brian, everybody cares. It's just that certain people have a different way of showing it. Some people are more giving than other people. Right?
He picks his face. It stretches. He pulls off a chunk.
There you go, bud. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll keep this. Hey, look at her flip book. Isn't this neat? I can't believe it.
Maurice lowers his hand. He raises it. Now a snarling dog mouth.
No, I thought of this. I gave it.
The dog hand rips into homework pages. Maurice pets it.
Man's best friend. His right hand.
He strokes the dog hand. He licks it. In Eric's room, Eric shoots up in bed. He hops out of bed and walks down the hall.
Fine, I won't see you anymore. I'll just sleep in the office and send you the check.
I wouldn't notice the difference.
That's all you want from me, my paycheck.
Well, that's not all I want from you. That's all I get.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mister, I've got a headache. We don't even need a door.
He climbs the stairs.
Take away the fighting. There's nothing left of our marriage at all.
Brian?
Now we care about the kids. Well, let's just say we care.
He crosses to a mound on Brian's bed.
Brian?
He rubs it.
Can I have a flashlight?
He pulls a blanket off and finds a pillow. He picks up the pillow. In the underground, a monster smashes chairs. A crowd cowers and flees. The monster smokes. He sits by a trembling boy monster with four hands.
Boy gets what he wants. When he asks you for a favor, you should take that as a compliment.
What? I tried. You gotta believe me, Snick. I tried.
Oh, you tried, did you, Arnold? Well, you didn't try hard enough.
He grabs Arnold.
My knees, they hurt.
Oh, your knees hurt? Well, that's not all that's gonna hurt, Arnold. You know why? Because I'm gonna take my big thumb and jam it in your eye. Now I'm gonna take my finger and put it in the corner of your mouth, and I'm gonna rip the corner of your mouth out. Ha ha. That's good for a laugh, isn't it? Huh?
Arnold scowls.
You're scared of me, aren't you, Arnold? Oh, I like that.
He chomps his fangs.
Oh, I love that. But you know what I like even more than that, Arnold? I like taking my two big black leather-gloved hands and grabbing your head and...
He throws Arnold's head in a basket. Arnold's hands ring.
Hey!
Hey!
He points.
Boy gets what he wants!
Arnold's head basket rises, another lowers with toy pigs. He pops one on Arnold.
Hey, remember, boy always gets what he wants. Never, ever, ever forget that! Ever!
Well, you didn't have to mess up a room.
But there's one rule. It's you never, ever, 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 ever get emotionally involved with the victim.
Ever. Maurice, she was starting to like me. Can't wait to see her tomorrow.
Let me show you this, bud. You're gonna love this.
Yeah.
This is great.
They stand behind plates and glassware.
Look, look.
A catcher makes a hand signal. A pitcher throws. A batter swings.
How do you play this?
Whoa!
They duck. A ball smashes a plate.
It's simple. Let me show you, bud. All right. We get the shit. Uh-huh. We smash the shit.
Yes.
And then we put the shit back. It's called monster ball. We do the bashing. You get the thrashing. Let's play ball. Come on, bud.
Batters swing. Balls shatter lamps. Maurice dives for a ball. Another hits a TV. One hits a fish tank. Maurice rises with the ball. A monster eats popcorn. A mirror explodes. A vase splinters beside Maurice. The crowd applauds. He high-fives Brian. A scarecrow holds several bats. He throws all but one away. The catcher gestures with his middle finger. The pitcher shakes their head, then nods. They pitch. The scarecrow swings. The ball soars overhead and smokes. The ball tumbles and rolls. It hits a red staircase and stops. Brian chases after it. He gazes at an angel statue with a doll's head. He inches up the stairs. He pulls out his flashlight and squints between gaps in the steps. He glances all around him. He turns right and ascends the staircase. Pillars of wood make archways in the red light. He gazes at a suspended wooden staircase that doubles back and forth. He watches two shimmering stars dance in spiral. The monster, Snick, grabs and dangles him over a ledge. The stars flee. Maurice climbs the stairs.
He's a new kid. He's with me. He's with me, Snick.
Maurice! No one should ever, ever, ever come this close to boy's stairway!
Right! Never, ever, ever come this close to boy's stairway!
Hey, kid, you want a first fly?
No!
Snick shoves a fly at Brian. Snick eats it.
I could break his neck, Maurice. I could. Let's drop him!
No! He's just kidding.
Snick... Look at this. I mean, dead people have limited potential, and I don't think that boy would like damaged goods. But it's your responsibility, and you...
No, it's your responsibility, Maurice!
Right. And you screw up.
I drop you!
It's fair. Let's go, bud.
My back.
They descend the stairs. Nick stares down the ledge. The wooden staircases wind, suspended high over the ground. Maurice ushers Brian down the stairs. They pass the angel at the bottom.
Damn it, Maurice, who was that?
Who, Snick?
Yeah.
All talk, just a big mouth. And ever since he developed that hump, he's been such a bitch. But you learn to stay away from Snick and the staircase, okay, bud?
No kidding.
Let's move it. You're such a doll.
Come on.
At school.
And he wasn't there.
Was the window open?
I don't know. I didn't check.
Maybe he went outside. Maybe he stepped outside to smoke a cigarette. I bet that's it.
At 4 in the morning?
Yes, that was very... You brought that up great.
Brian enters the classroom.
Well, Mr. Stevenson, thank you for joining us. Please come in. You're just in time for Kirsten's presentation. Kirsten, are you ready?
Yes, I am, Mr. Finn.
Oh, look at this.
He pulls out the plant.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Do you have your research report?
Yes.
She reaches into her bag. She pulls out the tatters of her report.
I thought I did. Maurice, I guess my dog chewed it up.
She cries.
Oh, right. You don't even have a dog.
All right, that's enough.
At night, Maurice peeks from under a bed. He slings a stretchy wad across a room.
Oh! Hey, Brian, nothing to worry about. Only a drill. Hey, Pard, what's with the light? Something personal?
Yeah, you.
Me? Your only friend in the whole world? Ah! Whoa! Window pane!
My used to be only friend in the whole wide world.
You messed up Kirsten's homework.
What? What did I do to the homework?
You chewed it up. You destroyed it. You know she got a zero because of you?
Brian jumps in bed.
Brian, I was hungry, okay? And it just so happened at that moment I had a craving for a 6-page paper on the daytime blooming of a nighttime cactus. And I'll tell you something else. I got incredible heartburn from that.
I can't believe you did that. I asked you not to, and you just went ahead and did it anyway.
Brian, I happen to have a...
Maurice swings his arms. He squats and points at Brian.
You like her, don't you?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Brian's got a girlfriend. Brian's got a girlfriend.
No,
Brian
I don't. Got a
Maurice jumps Brian and spins on the bed.
Would it help the boo-boo if I said I was sorry, huh?
Here, look, just go back to your dumb underworld and leave me and Eric alone.
Maurice rises and steps back. He steps off the bed and spins. The lights come on and he deflates.
Dad, what is it?
Hey, Brian, come downstairs with me. Your mom and I want to talk to you and Eric for a minute.
Brian glances at Maurice's pile of clothes. He gets out of bed.
You want to ride?
Sure, Daddy.
He jumps on Glenn's back. In Eric's room, Brian hops off.
We wanted to talk to the both of you because...
Brian sits.
Well, your mother and I have come to a decision, and it affects all of us.
Glenn crosses the room.
We feel you're grown up enough to understand.
Mom and I have decided that we're not gonna live together for a while.
A business trip?
No, honey, not exactly.
Eric, don't you get it? They're getting a divorce.
Brian moves and grabs a model plane.
No, Brian, we are not getting a divorce.
Oh, yeah, right.
He spins the propeller.
It's just that your father and I need to work some things out, and we feel it would be better if we were...
Look, it's just like it's a trial separation.
Oh, God, sorry. That's what you do before you get a divorce.
Brian, we're not getting a divorce.
So Dale's not leaving?
Eric.
Good.
Listen to me. I have to live in the city for a while. Hopefully it won't be for long.
No, you don't have to go.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But look, we'll get to talk every day.
I'll be good. I promise. I'll be better. You won't have to go live in the city. I swear to God, I'll be better. Brian, too. He promises, right?
Brian scoffs.
Eric, it's not your fault. And it's not Brian's fault. It isn't anybody's fault. It isn't anybody's fault.
She blinks. Tears stream down her face. Brian fidgets with the propeller.
Brian, you all right?
Oh, yeah, Dad, I'm just fine.
He drops the plane and leaves. Glenn rubs Eric's back. Upstairs, Brian climbs with both hands. He rounds a post and passes Maurice's pile of clothes. He sits on the bed. He looks back at the pile. He flicks the light switch. Maurice inflates. He shakes and turns to Brian. He climbs on the bed. He sits and waves a hand. He moves his hands back and forth.
I heard it all.
Sucks, huh?
He nods and raises his arms.
Yep. Not too good.
I hate them.
No, you don't. No, you don't. At least you have a family.
He leans back and sits cross-legged.
Believe it or not.
He points.
You're the only real friend I have.
He nods.
Why do you think I keep coming back? If I didn't like you, I'd have your parents blaming you for the shooting of Abe Lincoln.
He rolls in his seat.
Come on down, it'll cheer you up. Come on.
I don't really feel like being cheery.
Oh, bride, baby. Planks, snacks, games.
He crosses behind Brian and pats his shoulder.
It'll take away the hurt. We can do. We can go see Kirsten. We'll bring her flowers.
Brian's eyebrows raise.
I've got a great idea. We'll go to Ronnie Coleman's and we'll loosen all the bolts on his furniture. What do you say, huh?
Brian smirks.
It'll be quick. It's good for your bones. Cross my heart and hope to die. Come on.
Maurice prods him.
Okay.
All right. Whoa.
Brian rolls and stands. They dive under the bed. In the underground, they float to the floor.
Oh, you all right, bud?
Hey, where's the party?
Night, night out at the Crossbergs.
Oh, coming through. New guy. Come, excuse me. Ooh, come on, bud.
Just one. Whip the tickets.
Come on, bud. Whoa, new guy.
They cut a line of monsters. In a room, a baby sleeps in a crib. Monsters make faces at it. Maurice rises beside it.
We're here. Well, I'd like to meet some of my friends. This is Sherry, Debbie, Pumpkin, Bernie. This is great. Well, let's do it, man. This is fun. Scare the hell out of her bride. Go ahead, Tonto. Make her poop her pampers. Make her duty her diapers. Make her caca her crib. He's great. Go ahead, bud.
Maurice, it's just a little baby.
Baby, baby, baby. It's our duty, man. This is a character builder. Come on, Tonto. Scare the hell out of her. Watch this, guys. Watch this. Go ahead. Go. Go. Scare the hell out of her.
Boo.
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 What are you, the tooth fairy?
Stop it.
A monster's eyes bulge.
Come on, stop it!
Brian, relax, okay?
Maurice, this is cruel.
Brian flicks the light switch. Nothing. He opens the bedroom door. Hallway light streams in. His arm disintegrates. The monsters collapse into piles. Brian runs out the door. He dashes down a front porch. He runs through a yard. In Brian's yard, Todd sleeps on a tree perch. Brian walks through a white gate. Todd rolls in his sleep.
Whoa!
He lands in front of Brian.
Todd, are you okay? What happened?
Todd shines a flashlight.
Brian!
Brian's arm disappears. Brian squeezes a sleeve. Inside, Brian's photo album, a baby picture, baseball, a height chart with a clown. Brian's hand tracks the chart to 11 years old, 56 and a half. Brian runs to a wall and places a pencil against his head. He reads a measurement, 54.
I'm shrinking.
He runs across the room to a scale, 83. He saws a bed leg. He drops the saw and stands. He kicks the leg. He lowers the bed to the floor. Daytime, in the kitchen.
So, how are the kids taking it?
Oh, they're fine. Eric went to school. Ryan stayed home. He's upstairs.
Holly pours cream into her cup.
Sawing the legs off all the beds.
She raises her glass.
Okay, so I guess each kid just has his own way of dealing with it.
Holly shrugs.
Beats being an axe murderer in 10 years.
Brian saws. Holly's eyebrows drop. She drinks in the underground.
Just give me a second. I can... Oh,
We almost had him. He was becoming one of us. He knows our secrets, Maurice.
He's harmless, I'll tell you. You know what? Let's leave him alone. We'll just leave him alone and
you just don't get it, Maurice. Sometimes boy gets a little lonely. He wanted to play with him.
Snick holds a bottle.
Why doesn't he just play with himself?
Why doesn't boy play with himself?
Come here. No, don't get me upset, Snick. You know what happens when I get upset? You know what happens when I get upset? That's it. I'm upset.
Another head pops out from atop Maurice's head. It retracts.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. That's what happens when I get upset.
Snick drags Maurice across the food table.
You know something?
What? No.
I don't like you, Maurice. You're always trying to be so funny. No, well, I got a little riddle for you.
Okay.
What happens when boy doesn't get what he wants?
I don't know. I have a hunch.
Snick puffs smoke.
Hunch? Is that my hunch you're talking about, Maurice?
Oh, no. I take it back. Back? No, hunch back!
You bring a kid in here? You tell him our secrets?
My horn!
If you can't get him, I will.
In Eric's bedroom, Brian sneaks to his bedside. He kneels and sets down a flashlight. He stands and leaves. In the living room, cushions fly from a couch. A hide-a-bed extends. A house light flickers on. Upstairs, Holly dashes to Brian's bedside in a nightgown.
Eric's gone. Have you seen him? Do you know where he went?
Gone?
He's gone? Well, Brian, if you know anything, tell me right now.
Brian kicks blankets.
No. Do you think he went to see Daddy? He wouldn't do that, would he?
She pats his shoulder.
Tell his house. Maybe he's there.
She runs downstairs. Brian chases behind. He stops in Eric's doorway. He spots the flashlight. It lies broken. He runs from room to room. He sees the hide-a-bed. He runs downstairs with a bag. He runs outside. Leaves turn in the air. He hops a fence at a window.
I told you, awake.
The room lights up. Todd steps to the window.
You and every spare flashlight you have in the house, now!
Leave me alone, Brian. You're one of them.
Todd, listen to me. They have Eric.
Todd unlocks and opens the window.
Who has Eric?
The monsters. They kidnapped him.
Kidnapped him? Which monsters?
The little monsters.
Todd's eyes narrow. At Kirsten's house, she reads in bed. She glances up, then returns to her book. Outside, Brian throws a pebble at her window. She squints at the window and stops reading. She steps out of bed and walks to her window. She opens it.
Hi, Kirsten.
Brian, what's wrong?
I know you're not going to believe it, but I need some help on my science project.
Is this some sort of prank?
No, I'm serious. Look, I need your key to get into the supply room. It's an emergency. I need some lights.
In her room.
Do you expect me to believe that? Defies every rule known to the scientific mind.
Oh, so you don't believe me? Watch this.
They kneel at her bed. Brian lifts it. He pops under it and disappears into the darkness.
Holy shit!
He emerges.
Amazing!
Todd's eyes bug. At school, a light shines. Teachers only. Brian and Kirsten enter the closet and pull items from dark shelves. They snag large hobby batteries and a lamp reflector. They slip a power cell into a fixture with wires. He secures the last wire and lifts the bazooka-like flashlight to his shoulder. Light.
Oh, man, that'll get him. That's like a howitzer or something.
He must know a lot about electricity to do that. How come you get F's in science?
Brian's eyes dart.
Let's go.
Yeah. Brian pulls a newspaper from a bag and opens it to the forecast. He presses his watch buttons.
What are you doing?
I'm setting my alarm for sunrise.
What the heck for?
All right, when this goes off, we have 3 to 5 minutes. If we're not up before the sun clears the horizon, we turn into monsters.
Monsters? You mean there's a chance we might not make it?
Well, yeah, of course there's a chance. I know where Eric is, but I'm not leaving until I have him.
Are you still in? You don't have to.
I'm in. Eric's my best friend.
Come on, let's go.
Wait a minute. Where are you going? You're not leaving without me. In the name of science, I'm going.
Okay.
Brian grins.
Let's do it.
At the hide-a-bed.
You can't get through without me. Hold on. Ready? I'm ready.
They jump. Todd and Kirsten clatter to the ground. Brian floats down.
It's a parallel dimension.
The shooting stars shimmer past, circle, then fly away. A monster snatches Todd's backpack.
Give me that knapsack!
Brian beams his light and it turns to close. Another on the ladder is lit up and falls. Monsters flee. Brian, Kirsten, and Todd target them with their flashlights. They scatter up, down, and around the wooden stairways. They depart. Piles of clothes ring and quiver behind them. Flashlight beams shine across the clothes. At Snick's staircase, Brian halts at the base of the stairs.
That's the master staircase. It goes up the boys' room.
Who's boy?
The guy who runs this place.
They climb the stairs. Their flashlights sweep through the darkness around them. Monsters emerge from behind scenery. They brandish clubs and other weapons. On the stairs, the children climb. They ascend the stairs and open a door. They step into a corridor of red light. Their lights trail on the ground below them. Ahead waits a staircase. Beside it sits horse rides and toy cars. They creak up a wood staircase toward the rides. Kirsten and Todd examine the room. Brian stares ahead. A guy stands atop the stairs.
Brian Stevenson, the real boy wonder. What a pleasure it is to finally make your acquaintance.
Where's Eric?
And you brought some little playmates along with you. How nice. Are they as tactful and fleet-footed as yourself? I dare say they don't look it.
I want my brother!
Boy frowns.
Now, Brian, what sort of a greeting is that?
He shrugs.
After all, we are so much alike. If you stay, you'll be the one in charge.
He clasps his hands.
Perhaps this whole world, in time. You'll be the one with the power, the authority. Not your parents, not your teachers. You.
He opens his hand. The skin rots.
Now,
a teddy bear drills.
Isn't that what you want?
The drill rips Brian's shoe. He kicks the bear away.
I want Eric! Now!
Boy stares.
Brian, why such cruelty?
His lips tremble.
You're a very unique individual, Brian.
The back of his skull rots.
Your feat's unprecedented here. Why, I can scarcely remember the last time one of our little breed had been trapped. Not once, but numerous times.
Enough wind blow for breath! Hand over the kid!
Where is he? Let's see him!
Very well.
He reaches into his pocket. He takes out a remote.
Let's have the contestants take a look behind curtain number one.
A curtain opens. A spotlight shines on Eric. His body hangs on a target. He rouses.
Brian.
Boy fingers massive darts. He pinches one between his fingers.
Let's make a deal.
He twists the point.
It's your wits and grace that I desire. Not those of your pugnacious chum or even your silly, mute little girlfriend. I'll let them all go. And your brother. If you'll stay and be my pal.
Boy smiles.
No deals.
His smile shrinks. The dart spins.
Very well.
He throws the dart at Eric. It misses his head.
Eric! Let him go now! I'll give you 10 seconds. 10, 9.
Boy licks 8. A finger. He misses Eric again.
Be sensible, Brian. Why lose 5 lives and you can gain 4? In an hour, you and your chums will all be monsters, and then we can all play.
7, 6.
Brian?
Boy presses the remote.
4.
The bobbing monsters rise from boxes.
Let's blow them away, Brian! 3, let it go!
2 masked monsters emerge. They blast their lights at Boy. He falls. His face melts into his clothes. Model planes rain fire on the children. They dive for cover. An army of toy tanks aim from above. Saw blades wheel through the floor at Kirsten's feet. She steps backward. They creep after her. Brian peers around a wall. The tanks fire. Stuffed toys explode. A monster fires a rocket at Todd. He dives for cover. The planes fire again. A rocking horse explodes. Brian dashes upstairs. The monster fires another rocket. Brian ducks past a curtain. A hand puppet fox appears.
Hi! Are you looking for your brother?
Well, we've got him!
Snick grabs Brian. Boy's melted face reveals razor-edged fangs.
I had hoped we could be friends, Brian. But evidently, you don't play fair.
Boy, I haven't even begun to
Let go!
Snick! Show Brian to his room.
Snick carries Brian away. He pushes Brian down a hole. He lands in a pile of stuffed toys. He stares above, then looks around and grimaces. Todd lifts a stuffed animal.
Brian, it's you. Todd, is Eric here?
Kirsten lifts a stuffed animal.
Nope, Kirsten.
Brian climbs across the pile of animals. Kirsten and Todd follow. Brian pounds on a massive door. Maurice rises from the pile. Todd swings a bat. Maurice dodges.
Maurice, what happened?
What happened? 2 inches lower, and this bonehead be talking to my lawyer, buddy boy.
You know him? He's a monster.
Yeah, Todd Kirsten is Maurice.
Hi.
A monster?
Pleasure to meet you.
I have an idea.
Pencils.
We can generate light by wiring pencils to the phone.
Yo, babe, light from pencils? And I'm the Pope.
She opens an antique phone.
Just like a carbon lamp from a projector.
Todd clips a wire inside the phone. Brian winds it.
Done. Todd, you crank. Brian, you hold the pencils, and I'll slide the dirty laundry under the door.
Maurice throws a stuffed animal. Todd cranks.
Faster, Todd!
Go, Toad, go!
Faster!
Go, Toad, go!
Sparks fly from the pencil tips.
Faster! I'm trying!
It's been burned.
Todd!
You don't succeed. Ride!
Maurice deflates. Electricity arcs between the pencil tips. Kirsten moves Maurice's clothes. She shoves Maurice's clothes under the door.
And now open the door.
They stop and move to the door.
Okay, Maurice. Let us out.
You freaks know how to pick a combination lock?
Brian leans on the door.
Just joking. What are you doing lying around? We got work to do, bud.
Where are you going? To get some more firepower.
Well, you see.
Maurice pantomimes to nobody.
Let's go.
He scurries behind the children. In the storage closet, they raid the shelves and pack the gear.
All right, let's move. Come on.
In Coleman's room.
Oh, Ronnie.
Maurice rises from the bed. He gazes at Coleman. Brian connects wires.
Only the sun lamps.
They grab batteries, duct tape, wires, and lamps. They carry bags down a hallway and into the bedroom.
Here we go!
They dive into the underground. They climb the stairs and reach the door. At the staircase with toys, Jack and the boxes pop open. Model planes descend. Snick and Boy appear from behind curtains on either end of the stairs. They stand side by side. The children cross the wooden planks to the base of the stairs. Snick and Boy tower above them. The children wear makeshift padded suits of armor. Inlaid in the suits are dozens of light fixtures. Extension cords trail behind their suits. Coleman drops a block with several car batteries. He wears sunglasses. He picks up jumper cables.
Say goodnight, boy!
Coleman grins and lowers the cable to the battery block. The lights fire. Boy's face oozes. His eyes bulge red. He melts into his suit. Snick covers his eyes. He explodes. A fire burns on Boy's suit. At the doll angel below, someone carries fire.
The beep! We gotta get out of here! Eric's here somewhere. I know it. Come on!
Snick's dismembered body parts wriggle.
Wait till I get my hand
on kick your butt with this.
I gotta get it together. I gotta get myself together!
The children scatter in search. The person with the fire marches up Snick's stairs. The children race upstairs.
You guys take the box.
I got it.
They split up. Brian opens a jack-in-the-box.
Nothing in there.
Brian cranks. The box opens.
Eric! Hurry, Eric!
All right,
let's get out of here.
They race down the staircase to the wooden planks. They skitter and stop.
Oh, shit!
Snick stands.
How much time?
On his watch.
Maybe a minute. Great. Coleman, you think you could take him?
No way!
Looks like there's no way out! Oops.
Snick slaps at his missing knee.
Who is that guy?
Maurice appears behind Snick. He carries a flamethrower.
Hey, Snick!
Snick turns. He chews a cigar.
How about a light, bud?
Maurice blasts Snick with a flamethrower. He burns. They race down the staircases. Shimmering stars sparkle and dance around them. They turn the corner past the doll angel statue. The mob of monsters jump and cheer.
Ding dong, the snake is dead! Yeah!
They race through the crowd. The children high-five the monsters. They run up a staircase and reach the entry hole. Maurice bumps his head on wood. Brian bangs the wood.
Brian. Brian.
Wait.
Let's go.
Down.
What?
Brian. Yes.
They sit down in a circle. Maurice looks at their faces.
It's too late.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means we've dissected our last frog. We're stuck. We're monsters.
Todd's eyes widen. Coleman sighs.
Well, I can handle that.
Yeah. Yo, well, I can't. Come on, follow me.
Well, where are you going, bud?
West! Yes, right.
Hey, Brian, wait up! They race down the stairs past signs. New York City.
Come on,
Philadelphia. They round past Pittsburgh. Cleveland. Appleton, Chicago, Des Moines, St. Louis.
Whoa, whoa, sun's up in St. Louis, bud.
Oh, no.
Phoenix, where's Phoenix?
Huh? Phoenix, Attaway.
Attaway, come on, kid.
They rush ahead. Waco, Denver. They turn past a ladder. A sign beside a cactus reads Phoenix.
Whoa, hey, Bob. The sun's up,
I gotta quit smoking. Try California.
Dancing lights and a red arrow, Las Vegas. Lake Tahoe. Death Valley. Los Angeles. Next two exits. They skip downstairs. They bound across dirt. Coleman heaves. They climb a set of stairs. Maurice leads. Shimmering stars smash together. They reach the top. Maurice lifts Todd on a sandy beach. A person in boots sleeps on a chaise lounge above.
We're going home!
He lifts Eric.
Come on!
We're going home, guys!
He lifts Kirsten. She looks around at the scenery.
Come on!
Radical man! Oh.
Come on, yeah!
Coleman escapes.
Come on, honey.
Oh, pardon me, sir.
Maurice and Brian stand below. Maurice swings his arms.
You're next.
Brian's smile fades to a frown. He smiles again.
I wish I could stay.
You'd be a hero down here.
Morty's my arm. I mean, it turned to clothes last night.
Don't worry about that. You sleep that off. Nothing's permanent unless you get trapped down here, bud.
Brian nods.
But, I suppose you gotta get up there because you're gonna get married pretty soon.
Married? To who?
Lightball bread.
Kirsten? No.
He shakes his head.
Just friends.
Friends.
Maurice squints.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what it's all about, huh?
Yeah. I guess.
Brian grimaces.
You know what? You're the best friend I've ever had.
Maurice's mouth opens.
You're the ugliest friend I ever had. But you belong up there. Come on.
I'm gonna miss you, Maurice. I really am.
Let's go, Brian. The sun's coming up. There's no way I'm running to Hawaii.
Brian smiles.
Hang on.
Maurice pats Brian.
Hang on.
Maurice grips his leather jacket, then removes it.
Oh, no, please.
Just relax.
He slips it over Brian's shoulders.
I get another one. How else are you going to remember me anyway?
Come on, Brian, let's go.
Brian frowns.
Bye, Maurice.
Brian lifts his hand. Maurice looks up, then to Brian's hand. They slap hands. They lean forehead to forehead and pat each other's shoulders.
Remember, where there's a bed, there's a way.
They bump heads again. Maurice lifts Brian. He steps onto the beach. Sun glazes the skyline.
Yeah! Yeah! Well, we know.
Eric hugs Brian.
Come on,
let's go!
But we don't know where we've been.
Brian looks at the beach bed.
What we're knowing,
he sobs.
But we can't say what
Maurice
seen,
salutes.
And we're not.
Maurice looks back and forth and turns away.
What we want.
Brian walks away. Eric runs to Brian.
Give us time to work it out.
They run across the sand toward the waves. They strip off hats and coats. They halt at the shoreline. At their home, Glenn and Holly dash to the phone.
Hello?
Mom! I've got Eric!
Oh, it's Brian!
It's Brian!
He's found Eric!
Are they all right?
Are you all right?
Yeah, we're fine!
Oh, they're all right!
Thank God! Hey, tell them I'm here.
Look, Dad's here.
Stay right where you are. I'm coming to pick you up.
Where are they?
Where are you?
Malibu.
They're in Malibu.
Malibu?
Massachusetts?
Where the hell's that?
Where the hell is that?
Brian winces.
California.
California.
California, how the hell did they get there?
What on earth are you doing there?
It's kind of a long story.
Freeze frame on Brian's face. The image pushes back. Credits appear. Audio description created by Zoot Digital, written by Cassidy O'Reilly Hahn, and narrated by Sophia Cruz. Previous credits, film editor Patrick McMahon, production designer Paul Peters, director of photography Dick Bush, BSc. A picture of Maurice appears. Executive producers Mitchell Canold, Dory B. Wasserman. Written by Terry Rossio and Ted Elliott. Maurice and Brian stand by an American flag. Produced by Jeffrey A. Mueller, Andrew Licht, John A. Davis. Directed by Richard Allen Greenberg. Credits continue. We'll be right back. title, Little Monsters.